Al Jazeera Podcasts.
So we begin in Senegal, where voting is underway in the delayed and much anticipated presidential election. The new polling date was announced just over 2 weeks ago. That came after an attempt by the president to postpone the vote to December, which sparked mass protests. 7 million Senegalese are eligible to choose a successor to President Macky Sall, who's been in power for 12 years. An advisor for Nigeria's president says all 137 school students abducted earlier this month have been freed. Previous reports had put the number of children taken at 287. Gunmen attacked their school in the northern state of Kaduna on March 7th, kidnapping victims as young as four. Uganda's military has warned an armed group based in the Democratic Republic of Congo is planning attacks. Last year, fighters from the Allied Democratic Forces killed 43 people at a school near the border. To Gaza now, where Israeli warplanes are bombing Khan Yunis in the south of the Strip. One staff member of the Palestinian Red Cross has been killed by Israeli forces while working at Al Amal Hospital. Further south in Rafah, at least six people were killed when Israeli forces targeted a home. Emergency crews are trying to reach the wounded who are buried under the rubble and recover any bodies. 84 Palestinians have died in the last 24 hours. Mediation efforts to end Israel's war on Gaza appear to be stalling. Al Jazeera has learned Israeli negotiators rejected Hamas's latest proposal for a ceasefire. There are reports the Israeli delegation has left the talks in Doha and returned home. Russia has carried out airstrikes in western Ukraine in the early hours of Sunday. Kyiv says its air defense systems managed to repel the attack. Polish authorities say that they will demand an explanation from Moscow after one of the missiles breached its airspace. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military claims that it's hit two Russian ships, a communications center, and other Black Sea Fleet infrastructure that's in the Crimean port of Sevastopol. The recent increase in Russian attacks are putting pressure on Ukrainian medical units on the front line. Health workers are looking at innovative ways of helping wounded soldiers recover. Russian President Vladimir Putin has imposed new security measures after Friday's concert hall attack near Moscow. At least 154 people were killed and more than 150 were injured. Sunday has been declared a national day of mourning.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI. And I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.